Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday, and for some of you, including the students here in town, happy back to school day. I wonder how your morning is going. If you return to school today, is that something you've been looking forward to? Have you missed your friends, your teachers, or fun things like recess? Or are you wishing Christmas break would never end? I remember when I was a kid, I loved Christmas break, but by the end of that second week, I was kind of itching to get back to school. I liked school. I know not everyone does, but I really like solving problems. Whether it was doing math, or looking for patterns in the results of a science experiment, or figuring out the best way to tell a story during creative writing, I liked trying to figure things out. Of course, it was great when things came quick and easy, but the most satisfying was always when you felt stuck for a while and suddenly you get a new idea. Or you're just trying things and all of a sudden it works. Have you ever experienced that? It doesn't just have to be at school. My daughter got a Lego set for Christmas, and while she was building last week, there was a point where she got stuck. The pieces just didn't seem to fit the way the instructions showed. I could hear all sorts of frustrated noises coming from the dining room, but I resisted the urge to jump in and help. I wanted to see if she could figure it out on her own. And sure enough, a couple minutes later, I heard her shout, "Aha!" Have you ever had an aha moment? Maybe you were doing a jigsaw puzzle or Legos and couldn't figure out where a piece went. And then, bam, you saw it. Or maybe you were working on a new skill like pouring milk in your cereal, or tying your shoe, or riding your bike, and one day it just clicked. Why don't you share with each other about a time when you felt stuck and then suddenly figured something out? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Did you know that there's a name for these aha moments? They're called epiphanies. An epiphany is when a brand new idea occurs to you. Often it feels like it comes out of the blue, like things just click into place. When I was a kid, there was a movie where one of the characters had an epiphany and described it by saying, "Lightning just struck my brain." Well, Epiphany is also the name of a holiday, and it's actually today. January 6th is when we celebrate the wise men coming to see baby Jesus. Up until the wise men showed up, everyone who had seen Jesus had been Jewish. Mary and Joseph were Jewish. The shepherds were Jewish. Jesus himself was Jewish too. But he didn't just come for one group of people. Jesus came for all of us, the whole world. Well, despite the wise men living far away and not really knowing God, God still loved them. So God put a big bright star in the sky, and it made them curious. They were sure it meant a new king had been born, so they followed the star for months and months, coming all the way, and ended up meeting Jesus. And because this was the first time people from the wider world had met Jesus, we call this event Epiphany. It was kind of like God was giving the whole world an aha moment. Hey, this newborn baby is not just the king of any one place, but he's here to care for all of you. And because that's sort of the last piece of the nativity story, it also marks the end of the Christmas season. As we get ready to close in prayer, let's focus our hearts and minds in gratitude on God's love for us. Sometimes the practice of gratitude doesn't have to involve thinking of something new, having an epiphany about something new to be grateful for. But rather, we can always say thank you again for the things that we have long known to be true, that God loves us and that God came to reach out to everybody. So, let's just take one moment of silence to say thank you in our hearts, and then I'll pray out loud. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that Jesus came to love and care for all of us. And even though the wise men got to have the first epiphany thousands of years ago, we can each have our own moments of epiphany today when we realize that you don't just love and care for everyone generally, but that you specifically love and care for us too. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, may your epiphany be filled with amazing epiphanies, and I'll talk to you tonight.